On Monday morning, the AI-generated image depicting President Donald J. Trump in white and red robes performing a faith healing was deleted from the president's Truth Social account. Direct links to the post returned an infinite loading screen. Speaking to reporters at an impromptu press conference outside the Oval Office, the president confirmed he had posted the image and offered the following clarification: "I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross. There's a Red Cross worker there which we support, and only the fake news could come up with that one." The president continued, "It's supposed to be me as a doctor, making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better." The image was a slightly altered version of one posted several months earlier by Nick Adams, a right-wing influencer, who accompanied his original post with the caption, "America has been sick for a long time. President Trump is healing this nation." In March 2026, the president appointed Adams to serve as special presidential envoy for American tourism, exceptionalism, and values. The image Adams posted was modified and reshared to the president's Truth Social account on the evening of April 12, 2026, without a caption. Approximately 46 minutes after the president's lengthy critique of Pope Leo Roman XIV, April 12, 2026 was Orthodox Easter Sunday. The post drew condemnation from a number of the president's prominent supporters. Former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote that the image depicted the president as if he is replacing Jesus and described it as more than blasphemy, adding, "It's an Antichrist spirit." Conservative commentator Riley Gaines stated she could not understand why the president would post the image and wrote, "God shall not be mocked." Fox News contributor and former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer described the post as inappropriate and embarrassing and offensive. Republican Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska called it a gaudy and juvenile post. Conservative Christian commentator Ali Beth Stuckey attributed the image to the president's spiritual environment, writing, "That image is what happens when Paula White is your personal pastor, and people around you are continually comparing you to Christ." Conservative author Michael Knowles wrote that it behooved the president both spiritually and politically to delete the picture. The White House did not respond to requests for comment. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian addressed a post on the platform X directly to Pope Leo Roman XIV. "I condemn the insult to Your Excellency on behalf of the great nation of Iran," Pezeshkian wrote, "and declare that the desecration of Jesus, the prophet of peace and brotherhood, is not acceptable to any free person. I wish you glory by Allah." The post received 104,000 likes and 6.1 million views. The president stated he would not apologize to the Pope. "Pope Leo said things that are wrong." The president told reporters, the image was the third post in a related sequence to be removed during the official mourning period for the late Pope Francis in May 2025. The president posted an AI-generated image depicting himself in papal vestments. That image was also shared to the White House's official social media account before being removed. A video posted to the White House YouTube page from an Easter luncheon this month, in which the president said, "They call me King now. Can you believe it?" in the context of a discussion of Palm Sunday, was subsequently removed from the White House YouTube page. Asked on Monday whether the healing image depicted him as Jesus Christ, the president said, "It wasn't a depiction." Mr. Adams's title is Special Presidential Envoy for American Tourism, Exceptionalism, and Values. Sources for this analysis are available at asayap.com/rabbittrails.